Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment. You can listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Let's get started.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show with Mike O'Mara, Oscar Santana, and Rob Spiewak. Now, here's Mike.
All right, we welcome our video editor and all-around youth representative to the Mike O'Mara Show.
Two youths.
Miss Maddie Masiello. Hello, Madeline.
Hello,
how are
hello.
You?
Hello. I'm good. The world's ending, but you know, I'm great.
Oh, look at her. She's a great outlook. Yeah, no big deal.
You know what? That's right. But first of all, this most important, in your home, do you have enough cheese? Do you have enough cheese?
We went to Costco and I got the big Parmesan block, so I think I'm good. Yeah.
Bravo. Yeah. Bravo.
We'll see how long that lasts.
And we'll be running that on the More Network, the Parmesan block.
It, is John, who is in graduate school, correct?
Yes.
He is now tele-educating.
Yep. His next week was actually spring break anyway. After that, he will be doing online classes.
Nice.
So now, he will be home all the time.
Forever.
Now, there are some expectations when you get home.
Yes.
Now that he'll be home all the time. Because you're...
I'm here. I don't have time.
You're at work.
I am.
Right. If you go home and you walk in your house and there are dishes in that sink...
I'm going to be so pissed. I'm going to have to sit him down and talk to him about this.
Like, these expectations.
Yeah, exactly.
Does he have the domestic gene? Is he capable? How would you rate him on the... on the scale of domesticity. Let me explain why.
Okay.
All right? I am a 60-year-old man, Maddie. The new home that we moved into, there was a primary reason we moved into the new home.
Mm-hmm.
We moved into the new home for not because it was a bigger kitchen, not because it was more space, which it was for my son, not because we had a guest room, which we have never had, so that when somebody comes to visit, not because of that. We moved in to my home because it has... a his and her bathroom, and that's what she wanted.
Good man. Right.
Which one are you using?
I'm using the small one, Rob,
okay.
The tiny one that's the hers.
All right.
No, it's the his. My bathroom now.
Yes.
All right. Mm-hmm. Let me show you if I can. All right, you see this cup?
Yes.
Yeah.
See this cup that I'm holding right now? That would be the size of my wastebasket in my tiny bathroom.
Okay, sure.
That's what I have right now.
Got it.
Well, it doesn't take long for this to fill up with used toilet paper rolls.
Yeah.
And in particular,
Q-tips.
Q-tips, or in this case, a large tissue box.
Okay.
It doesn't even fit in.
Oh, I hate
my
when that
bathroom
happens.
My bathroom is beginning to resemble something that's not quite nice. It's looking a little disheveled in there. It just doesn't look nice. Is John, is that his name?
Yeah,
Peter?
Just,
what is it? Is John domestic? Is he capable of keeping house?
I think he's definitely capable. It's just I usually have to take the initiative to be like, this has to get done. And then after that, he'll do it.
Yeah.
And it's fine. And he's good at it. But I definitely...
Can you command him? Can you tell him?
Direction.
Oh, yeah.
Direction.
Yeah, he just won't actually do it himself unless it got really bad.
Let me ask this. If we take the romantic possible matrimonial angle out of the relationship...
Stop.
I'm just said possible. It could happen. I'm just saying, is he a good roommate?
Oh, yeah. No, he's great. And I mean, domesticity, I think, comes in a lot of ways. He cooks and everything. Like, that's great. We'll cook together.
Well, is there a chance you'll walk home to a home cooked meal
on a regular basis?
I would love that. Well, we recently got a sous vide, so I'll come home and there's meat cooking already in the sous vide, which is great.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's perfect.
So, on that Zoolander end, it's really just the cleaning that's a little.
So, didn't we a long time ago? Sometimes
we almost did.
They sent
we
us
almost
one.
Had a sous vide. They sent us one, but then what happened? It went away, right?
Yeah, they never went through.
We kept
is that a sous vide? Is that what that is?
What it is you put your products, usually it's meat, in a sealed plastic bag, like, and it cooks at a remarkably low temperature that circulates. And it's usually like about 130 to 140 degree water. So the meat can go to medium rare and stay there forever. It's like a crock pot, but really, really smart. The technology.
Have you used it?
No, but my stepmom, Kathy, uses it and she loves it.
Shannon loves it.
Yeah, that's great.
Yeah,
but
really
the technology
Eric Zoolander loves it.
Was really sort of pioneered and mastered by the people at Howard Johnson's. Because they would cook food for slow and long, and it had to keep. And that was the technology behind it.
Restaurant business, we used to call it an alto sham, where you would put a meat in like the night before when everybody closed up.
Right.
They're like prime rib restaurants,
sure.
And it would stay at a certain temperature all day long. Back to you. So he's home, and you would like him to cook for you. What are the odds he's going to Friday have a meal waiting?
That's a great wish list for you. Yeah.
If we're dreaming, probably. I mean, we make pasta, like homemade pasta, a lot. So if I can,
you mean like starting from flour?
Yeah.
Wow.
If I can come home to some of that,
that'd be nice.
That'd be a dream. But if I asked him to, he definitely would.
Okay. How often does he do dishes? Like as he goes,
and how many dishes
never
have to
as
fill
he goes. It usually has to fill up.
That's the worst.
Which is annoying. He has to be told.
Yeah, pretty much. Which is fine, as long as it gets done, I guess.
But. You've been putting late hours at Podcast Village. So you leave like 7:30. Now, when he's, in class or like commuting back and forth or like getting through.
GameStop.
Like, wherever it may be. You get almost, for anybody, Mike, and you know this world. You're like, you've been out all day. I get it. But now that he's going to be in all day.
Aha.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
What are your expectations?
I just want no clutter, I think, is what I would love.
No clutter. All right. No clutter, right?
If you bump into him, let him know. I mean, I'm not talking about you, Matt. I'm talking about the other guys. Let him know. Hey,
how is he on home now. Like staying ahead of tiramisu-related activities? Your cat.
He's great with tiramisu.
How's the division of labor?
Now, anybody listening to this for the first time, he's great at making an Italian dessert.
No, tiramisu is her cat, yeah. Terry. Where do you guys split up percentage-wise on litter box duty?
He has probably done it more than I have just from being home more.
Sure.
But so that's probably not 50-50. But I mean, I think I did it most recently a couple days ago.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Do you keep track?
Cats are so good.
No, not really. Yeah, he might because he does it more.
All right, here's the deal, Mike. We're going to have a box with sand in it. And we're going to have a cat, and he's going to poop in it in your house.
That is the one thing I'd be afraid of running out of.
Litter?
Yeah, litter. What would I do? But in a quarantine situation,
probably
you need
go out and grab some gravel.
Yeah, that's
throw
true.
It in there.
Mm. And I'm thinking of cats. I'm watching, watched an old movie last night, No Country for Old Men. Yeah. I watched that. And at the end, Tommy Lee Jones goes to his father's house, and he's got all those cats around, and they're doing the Texas. By the way, if you want to hear the Texas dialect, in No Country for Old Men, the finest Texas dialects you will ever hear. If you want to know how to talk Texas, you listen to these guys that are just, I can't even do it. I'd have to study it to get it right the way they're doing the Texas. But this guy's surrounded by cats. And the other one, you know, is that guy Anton, the crazy killer.
Yeah.
You know, so it's like, you don't know how far.
Javier Bardem.
This coin has traveled to be with you. Yes. Call it. I can't. Call it. Anyway, fantastic.
That scene
movie
is so lighthearted.
All the scenes where he's doing that, I love that.
Upsetting, yeah.
So, and just the other side of Maddie is, and what I wanted to get to, if we can, just briefly, the Friends from Work, WEARK, which has not been released yet, recorded the follow-up episode, The Aftermath, of when they had to rank each other's talent level. And so...
All right, give me, because this is new for me.
Yes.
Right.
Before we go to break, and then we'll let Maddie take the floor.
Okay.
Explain to me what the Friends from Work, what is it, Friends from Work?
Friends from Work.
Friends from Work, what is this podcast?
So
they are
developing a podcast of Friends from Work, and it's four of the producers from Podcast Village. We always want people to create together.
They're trying to capture the energy that is running rampant on the second floor during the workday. And it's a lot of fun.
It's really fun until...
Are these the people I did the Irish dialect for the other day?
Some of the people, yeah.
Well, you remember Marcus. He paneled when Oscar was out. And Allison paneled when
one of our
Oscar
old
was
interns.
Out.
I remember Allison.
Yes.
And then, I remember Allison. I don't remember Marcus.
Okay. So,
Marcus. Yeah. Marcus.
Yes.
Marcus is the didn't he have a name for his rap name? Didn't he have a rap name?
No,
that's Joel.
That's Joel.
Joel, that's the other gentleman.
Marcus was a black guy. He did an entire show with
Melanin.
Us.
Yes.
I thought...
the only black guy that you would probably know is the guy that was here.
Yeah.
All right, so that's Marcus.
Yeah, okay, yes. That guy.
All right, very good.
Guy,
okay.
Yes. So the other kid is Joel.
Right.
This young kid. Remember, he rapped on the show. And he was tan.
All right.
Okay, just so you put all that
together.
We're
very diverse.
Yeah.
So
Oscar knows me. I am 60, so you really can only identify. You can only identify people along racial lines for me to really.
That's true.
For really to land with me.
What we're going to do, Mike, we're going to send
the brown kid, that's the black kid, that's the white kid.
We're going to send you a chart.
I know you're
we're going to send you a chart that's like at a doctor's office where you rate the pain 1 to 10.
Right.
So you can just point. And that way
there.
We get
so they do a podcast.
They do a podcast together. When you were out of town, we I don't know how this came about, but I asked Maddie, and she was all alone here in the studio, to talk about our podcast. And then I said, look, let us know if you had a power rankings right now. It's early on in the inception of the podcast. From talent, give us 4-1 for your entire team. So she rakes and rates and ranks her coworkers on podcast talent. And then she unfortunately chose, and I think wrongfully so, Allison as the least rated. She's number 4 on the depth charts.
Right.
Ooh, and meow.
So Allison comes up to this studio, your studio, Mike, and after the break, having not heard any of this context or anything that's going on, because she was working downstairs, and then Allison ends up ranking Maddie number 1.
Yeah.
So then I said, hey, Maddie, now you got to tell her your rankings, because that's just appropriate for the show.
Can I ask you this, Maddie? What did you base your ranking on?
Well, I said Allison was at the bottom because she was in the producer room. So I said just on, you know, mic technique and some energy that I rated her. Somebody had to be last, you know?
Yeah.
Who was number 1?
Marcus. I put Marcus as number 1 for the most experience and for really, he's like the lead.
He's the anchor.
He's the anchor of the show.
All right. And now he brings it when he's doing this podcast.
He does,
he's,
but he said, a lot of energy. He opened the show with telling everybody he was... He said, hi, I'm Marcus Ellison, your host from Friends from Work. Host.
Yeah, that didn't fly with us.
Yeah. Singular.
Yeah.
So he's an egomaniac, let's be honest.
That's right? Yeah, okay. Yeah. All right, so, well, that you know, it's worked for me for years.
Comes with the territory. So they go through this iteration of ranking each other, and there was some fallout where feelings were hurt because they're young bucks, you know?
All right.
And
so I know Marcus, I know Allison, and who's the other
Joel?
One?
Joel. The rapper.
I'm not really worried about him, but we'll find out all about it when we come back. The Joel.
Joel.
He's a rapper, not a podcaster.
Okay. I hear Bill. Joel, I think of Risky Business. Well, Joel. And that's really not Princeton material, is it, Joel? Yeah. Looks like the University of Illinois. We'll take a break and come back with more on the Mike O'Meara Show. So, you had Maddie. You put Maddie on the spot.
Oh, yeah.
You put her in a difficult situation.
It was an organic thing, though, Mike. But I will say this. There are not many bits that I will save memorabilia for. Oscar actually wrote the power rankings that I took home and put in a special place because I know in about a year and a half, I'll pull out this piece of paper and I'll say, oh, yeah, that was great.
And it's not just a podcast. These are the people you work with
every day, on a daily basis.
Mike, yep. I think the most important part of being a young broadcaster is being self-aware of your strengths.
Yes,
yeah, I agree. In any age, that's valuable. That's
and
fantastic.
I remember as a young, on-air talent myself, I had a similar conversation in private where someone was like, tell me who and why people are strong around you within your team.
Uh-huh.
So you would acknowledge and what you were strong at.
Mm-hmm.
So then if there were some weaknesses or there was some someone that complimented your weakness with their strength, then you could create some sort of that they call synergy. Right
now, my observation would be contributors in this studio, people that have visited. All right. I would rank Maddie number 1, clearly.
Oh,
Maddie has I believe Maddie had a gift for, she just has a natural
ability
to communicate.
Yes.
She completely has a natural way to do it. There's no
It was okay that she didn't laugh for 2 years, but once she started to laugh, it was okay.
Right. But the laughing part, I'm more concerned with her saying, you know, when I have a question about how you feel, she has the comedy gene, so she gets the show and she knows what she's doing. Now, number 2 on my hit parade, just based on her articulate delivery and her awareness of the room and her energy level, I would put Allison at number 2.
Mm-hmm.
And then at number 3, I would put Marcus.
Agreed.
Because I think Marcus was kind of mellow and his delivery was not as energetic as Maddie's or Allison. And then Joel, I know he came in and did a rap, and I don't know enough about
Joel. He's a rapper, not a podcaster, though, right? He's
okay,
a rapper, not
so
a podcaster.
There's my power ranking there.
Those are all fair, and I tend to agree with what you're saying right now.
I kind of rank Joel as like the little kid you bring in the last season to try and get one more season out of a sitcom. He's like the cousin Oliver on the Brady Bunch.
This is the fallout that happened, Mike, and just briefly, a thumbnail for those of you listening at home for the first time. Joel gets upset at Maddie because Joel didn't understand that the power ranking wasn't just about podcasting. He thought it was about
overall
friendship.
Like rating people.
He thought it was people and friendship. And all I
but
heard...
But that speaks to his ability, his lack of self-awareness.
He just turned 19. He's a kid. He said, and I heard this. He goes, number 4, and he's in the edit bay. He goes, Maddie, number 4, we went to the Post Malone concert.
He would have looked me in the eyes for the whole day.
Yeah. So those feelings get hurt when he realized he was misunderstood the power rankings. Right. He's like, oh, I don't care. I'm a rapper, not a podcaster.
Right.
And he moved
on
with his life. Allison, and I think to this day, her feelings are legitimately still hurt by Maddie because they were sisters in broadcasting.
You're a monster, Maddie.
And if anything, Maddie turned on her sister, and now they are where they are. And they just...
They're in a building period.
They just recorded their follow-up to this. And all I heard them come down, because we were still in the office, they record around 7 p.m., and the entire like executive crew is still downstairs working. So they come downstairs, and I hear, when am I? And I'm like, I wonder how it went. And then Allison busts through the door like a Kool-Aid guy, and she said, they finally got me to crack.
Crack?
Yes. Can you give us an ABA preview?
And wasn't Marcus absent for this recording?
Marcus was absent, so it was just the three of us. And so when you get Joel...
Fourth show in, Mike, one of the hosts is absent.
Pretty much, yeah.
No, the host.
The host.
He was sick, air quotes. We'll see.
In this day and age. You know.
Exactly. Yeah. But
did you do your impression of him?
We did. So we did our impression, because Marcus will start each segment, so we try to get his cadence down and everything. It was really fun. But... I felt bad for Allison because Joel and I really, when you get us together and there's just her without any buffer of Marcus, it was definitely kind of two against
hyenas,
one.
Mike. Hyenas.
Talk triangle.
Yes.
You were picking on Allison?
We were picking on her, but Joel and I are aligned.
You went to Post Malone together.
Yeah, we're friends.
Yeah.
We're all friends, but.
So, poor Allison.
Poor, sweet, musical.
I know, poor Allison.
She's this butterfly.
All she ever wanted to do was make people happy.
That's all she wants to do.
I know. You made me do this.
You're the monster. No, you were built this way, young lady. Yeah. That's why you're so great on the air with us.
Well, how is the relationship with Allison now?
Well, let's just say, so we're recording the podcast and everything, and Allison initially really took it like a champ. You know,
she's amazing.
She afterwards, you know, I apologized, and I thought we were cool.
Just
everything
stick.
Was fine. It was just
who apologized? You apologized to her?
I apologized. I said, I'm so sorry. Yeah. You know, I was put on
the
spot.
On the podcast, publicly, you apologized to her?
I'm not sure if I did it on the podcast, but definitely right
so
after she came into the control room.
So this was real.
Yeah.
No, I did feel bad.
Mm-hmm. And I think a private apology carries a lot more weight.
Yeah.
And I agree.
It was actually, it was really fun to talk about it when we were doing our own podcast. Great content.
I said it gave him heat, Mike. Gave him a little heat.
Sizzle, baby. Sizzle.
Gave us heat. So we're riffing. We're setting up the story and everything. And Allison seems fine until we ask Joel to do what we had to do and rank us. And Joel. I don't want to spoil it.
Yeah, no spoil. Thank you. Thank you.
I encourage you all to listen.
So that caused a little more hurt feelings?
Allison was not happy.
So, you get to listen to it when I think they're trying to get out by the end of March. So, I'm happy that these kids are going through these reps.
Good luck with that.
Yeah, and
hope it comes out by the end of March.
Yeah,
hope it comes out before the murder trial.
Glad it's being fast tracked.
Mike, people can edit from anywhere in the world. They just want to edit. That's all it is, right?
I understand. I understand.
And I said to them, I said, like, what is one of your your cruxes, like outside of one of your hosts just going
crutches? AWOL. You mean crutches
going out of one
verbal
of your
crutches?
No. Just
like a signature bit?
No, chinks in the chain. What's happening wrong? What's happening wrong within your crew outside of one person not showing up for the fourth effing show?
So a weak link or a chink in the armor?
Thank you. A chink in the armor.
Right.
Outside of the
chain is as strong as its weakest link.
Thank you, Mike. Thank you. And
Maddie, I'll ask the question. Who is your pariah?
Nice.
You know, because I don't want to have to do this again, I'm going to say myself.
What?
Wow, it's real.
But you got to be honest.
It's real.
Now,
can I jump in here
with one more question? Please.
On the tension scale, with adding tension to your life, 10 being adding the most tension, 1 being the least, this project, how much tension on a scale of 1 to 10 has it added to your life?
Probably just a 4. I mean, at the end of the day, it's all fun and games. All you know, I'm actually not the one who had feelings hurt. So
Maddie's dead.
Easy
inside.
To say.
Yeah, she is.
Know.
She is.
Yeah.
She's got a cast iron core and a Teflon skin.
The best of O'Mara.
Well, here we are, coronavirus show number whatever it is. I have a very special guest who's come into the studio with his very own microphone right now. Michael, you want to say hi to the guys?
Hi.
The microphone.
Hi, Michael. How are you?
Good.
How you doing?
Should I turn him up a little bit?
Yes, please. How are his headphones? I don't want to be too loud for those little ears. Are we too loud for you, or are we good?
Right into the microphone.
Good. Right. Yeah. Right, I love it. There's not good. Many things right cuter than oversized headphones. He looks adorable in those.
So how was your virtual school this morning?
Good.
What kids did you talk to?
Nolan, Cooper, myself, and Addie.
And your teacher?
Uh-huh, and my teacher and Sophia.
What's your teacher's name?
Miss Sanford.
Miss Sanford, and how is she?
Good.
I hear, Michael, if you left-click on Miss Sanford, you can make her stop talking.
Really?
Yeah, yep. Try it.
You can mute her.
He's being a jokester.
A merry prankster.
Yeah, you got to respect your teachers.
Yes.
Is there you like the new studio?
Yeah.
You like coming in and saying hi to everybody?
Uh-huh.
What message would you have for our listeners during this time where everybody has to stay at home all the time? What would you say to them? What do you do to pass the hours?
Wash your hands.
Good.
Watch TV and relax and work out.
Ooh,
not
work
at home. At home.
At home. Not at the gym, right?
Not at the gym.
No. Right. No.
And what are you waiting for today? What is the latest thing that's going to be delivered that you're excited about?
My pirate video game.
Oh
wow.
Who are you gonna play that with?
Dad.
All right.
Oh, that's
Guess
nice.
What?
What?
I got a Lego game and I have a Black Hawk helicopter.
Oh wow.
Wow, this isn't affecting you. This is good times for you. You're having a good time at home.
Is this long vacation fun for you?
Oh, and I also got a fairy.
Ooh.
A Lego fairy.
Nice.
Yeah, a real, like, a cool one. And I told him that in my hometown, the Glastonbury Ferry that ran across the Connecticut River from Glastonbury to Rocky Hill is the oldest ferry in America.
Now, Mike, I thought up until, like, a couple weeks ago, the Glastonbury Ferry was your nickname.
Mm. All right, bye. Say bye. Say bye. What? No, I have to do the right.
I want to show them.
You want to show him something?
He's whispering.
Go get it. Go get it. Go get it.
That's so
go
sweet.
Get it. Come in and show and tell is fine.
Hey, he's got timing,
though. We're
just
doing the best we can.
Yeah, and he also is polite. He just says,
thanks
hey.
For making it me. Rob figured out a way to get that line in there, the Glastonbury Ferry. The oldest ferry in America.
I love it.
There's so many names I want to use now, but I can't do it.
I know.
I always thought. Yeah, I don't even know if you can use that politically correct. All right, he's going to show his Black Hawk helicopter.
Oh, that is cool.
That is cool.
And that's a beautiful piece of equipment, isn't it?
Kids' toys these days. That is so cool.
Look at that. I'd love that if I was a kid.
That's so cool.
Yeah, Mike, remember when we were little and we were excited if we found a good stick?
Yep, look at that.
I was on the yard. I found a great stick.
Or a rock that might look like something, like a Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle.
That's a round rock. I'm keeping it.
Thank you. Fly your Black Hawk helicopter. Thank you very much.
Jeez. You can actually fit GI Joes in there.
Big ones like that are less expensive than like Legos. So
they'll take a big one.
That's great. Oh, he's coming around.
Oh, he's back. Oh, he's swooping through.
Oh, yeah. What would you want to say? Well, let me unmute you. What did you want to say?
Goodbye, duties.
Oh, there you go. He's got broadcast there instincts.
There he goes.
He's good
there
to go.
He goes.
I mean, you want to talk about broadcast instincts? We were waiting around for a long time before the show started, but as soon as we go live, he just strolls
in.
He
knows what's up.
Yeah,
he knows,
You know, this is an open-air studio. It doesn't sound like that, but it is. And so
you sound great.
This is the first day. Thank you, Oscar. The polls arrived.
Yay, polls.
Oscar got me the polls. Wachowski and Wisniewski, they all did that right now. Very, very
happy
about that.
Could have been me and my dad. Could have been me and my dad, sure.
I know. So here we are. I will tell you something. I'm going to give a shout out. I like to, pick on people, but I feel great about the hands that the great state of New York is in control. Governor Andrew Cuomo, just right up until the time I came in watching this broadcast, watching his press conference, and every leader in the United States should take note of the work that goes into this information, where it was matter of fact, it was like bam, 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 information, little touch of empathy with it as well. But man,
what is the latest as of record time or show time?
He was talking about how they have not peaked yet, and the need they have, which I think is in the worst case scenario, will be 140,000 beds, and they're well fell short of that. And he listed what they're doing for that. Their greatest challenge in the state of New York, especially New York City, are ventilators. That is what they need more than anything else. They have, I think, tapped out as far as the ventilators. They're coming up with all sorts of creative ideas, like rolling these needs into the hotspots. So, for example, if you're in an area that doesn't need all the ventilators that you have, you give them to New York. Then when the time comes, they sequentially send their ventilators to other people.
Oh, I like that. Yeah, you roll them across all the hotspots.
He was saying good words about speaking to the White House and the president and the vice president, and that's the way it ought to be done during these times. I think it's real easy just to bash people, but the only people I'm going to bash today on the show would be this guy, Glenn Beck, right? A DJ out of Baltimore who's now echoing the sentiments of that lieutenant governor from Texas yesterday, talking about sacrificing old people. Yeah, because to get the economy back on track, send your old people out to die.
Who is
that's
doing
what
this?
Glenn Beck did amplified the same view. You have the tape?
I do. And could you check and see if Michael's headphones are turned down? Because I'm hearing a little bit of a bounce. Yeah. But here is Glenn Beck. All he made this announcement yesterday, Oscar. The man wants to die.
I would rather have my children stay home and all of us who are over 50, go in and keep this economy going and working. Even if we all get sick, I'd rather die than kill the country. Because it's not the economy that's dying. It's the country.
What the?
You hack, douche, carny, DJ, loser, prick this is just my theory on Glenn Beck. I think that some of these guys are doing whatever they can to put the spotlight on them.
Of course.
I don't know if it's of course, because I don't know. Well, I am not inside this, of Mike. Glenn Beck's brain. It might be a legitimate attitude he has.
What about going and getting it and then telling us you went out and got it because you're doing it for your country? Like,
no, he's like we are. He's in a soundproof studio I'm quarantined at home with my family. I'm not quarantined. I'm going out. Yeah. I've gone to the store.
It's like you go get one less bed, and then you say I'm out. I don't want a ventilator like a priest does to give it to someone that's young. Like, don't do that, and then show us what you're worth. Not, don't tell everybody else, hey, I'm willing to die and not really mean it.
Mike, the reason I said it's of course, and I can prove it, is because he doesn't have a background in news. He doesn't have a background, certainly, in medicine. Here is the background of Glenn Beck. If you want to take advice from this gentleman, just think about this from 1983.
It's Valentine's weekend at WPGC-FM Morningside. Glenn Beck at midnight. The music guarantee is not in effect once again today, Saturday, because of the snow emergency.
Shift I never did.
You can count on
I did
WPGC.
Sorry, Oscar.
But keep in mind, while you're out there getting the coronavirus, the music guarantee has been suspended. Glenn Beck
never did an overnight shift my entire career.
Did it for a long time.
Never did a night shift career. Did middays. Hated that too.
Yeah, did mid. That's all I got. Never got afternoons or mornings.
No, I'm sorry. That's right. God, I'm not trying to insult you. I swear to God,
filled
I'm
in
not
once
trying
for
to
Mike.
Do that.
I felt the power when Chad said "Hello, America," and America said "Hello back." That's as close as I ever got, Mike. As I
part
ever
of
got.
America. Part of America. Yeah. Hey, here it is. This is the same thing that guy that got. This is not. If you're doing there are two. The only two options I can see. If you're saying this because you believe it. It's just a bizarro world, and I can't help you. If you're saying it to get attention, well, that's then you're successful because you're getting that spotlight. If the lieutenant governor of Texas, wanted to say what he said yesterday to
Dan
put
Patrick,
attention
Mike.
On Dan Patrick, the non-sports Dan Patrick, if he wanted to put that on. Thank you. I wish I could name the listener that sent me the PM that, the business he's in. He's a small business owner.
Yeah, he mentioned that. What business is he in?
He's a radio guy.
Oh, good.
Oh, that's
he
great.
He owns radio stations. Let me see. I got
why don't
that.
Why do you scoop us up and throw us on your dial, sir?
I bet he did a few overnights. Yeah. Hey, Dan Patrick.
I think it was Robert Wood. I think Robert Wood, our good friend, that guy. Robert Wood.
Here's
Robert
something
Wood.
You need to know.
Here's something that you should know about Dan Patrick.
Dan Patrick.
Mm. Yeah, hold on. Let me see, Robert. But okay, yeah. All right. Here, yeah. So I have an exchange with Robert yesterday, and Robert says to me, Thank you, by the way, for getting back to me. And I love our listeners during this time giving us insight. Hey, Mike, I'm listening to you talk about Dan Patrick, the stupid one, not the sports one, of course. And I have known him for years. This is Robert Wood.
Great. Oh, great.
Having covered the Texas legislature, you are correct about him in every way. He is a moron. You won't believe what business he's in. Radio. He's been a station owner in both Houston and Dallas, and he had his own conservative talk show for years before he was elected lieutenant governor. His real name is Danny Gobe, and he is originally from Baltimore, like Beck.
We'll take it. This from the Batcave in Fairfax, Mike. Pony yes. Boy writes in, I support Glenn Beck's desire to sacrifice himself.
Yeah, but I think he should choose a more expeditious method than the virus. Just something quicker.
So thank you for that. I didn't know that he was a radio guy. And then you have Glenn Beck doing the same thing today. And then if you'd like, I wrote it down from the Cocoonville conspiracy theory of the day.
Oh, yes.
And because they're all out there now. They're doing because I guess there's nothing that's going to change. We substituted facts for opinion. Few years back, and that's just now. But now it'll never get in the way. Facts will never get in the way of a good
opinion.
It
is surreal that we still have this conversation. Like, is it real? Is it not? The world is dying around us.
It's around our ears. It's not. It's something that if you thought Sandy Hook, where the little babies were shot to death, wouldn't be affecting people, then why are you surprised that this is not changing people?
Yeah, but this is the world. Like, this isn't just our country or our area.
But, I mean, that was kind of a bellwether, you know, where look what happened. Here's it. This is the
conspiracy theory, Mike.
Old Man on Range says this was sent here by the Chinese to destroy our economy.
I mean,
so there it is. Now, listen, is there a chance you could have an evil scientist say, we will sacrifice thousands of Chinese people and then we will send some of them over to the United States? Is that, well, anything's possible, but that's just right now that's taking away from our ability.
It's a global
to
economy.
Maybe self-quarantine.
It's a global economy. Like,
don't let that get in the way of a good story,
if they
Oscar.
Dip, we dip. If we dip, they
dip. We put our hand on our hip, we dip. That's right.
We put our hand on our hip, and we dip. So one of the things, watching the governor of the state of New York, it was this, a PowerPoint presentation. It appeared to me he had a staff working overtime to come up with facts and figures, where they are, what they needed, what needed to be done. And it was truly, truly inspiring to see this type of press conference, to know that there are leaders that are out there that are doing this right now.
Agreed.
And with supreme respect to my own party, too. It was much more inspiring than when I saw Joe Biden with his blurry camera, you know, from his house in Wilmington, which is also being punted.
Yes.
All right. We got two of the biggies, the people that are going to be the leaders of the free world. And then you have Mr. I Have My Act Together, the governor of the state of New York, who is, I think, in the right place at the right time to hopefully get his state, where my daughter lives, through this terrible
situation.
And she's
out of the city, just so we're clear, right?
Yeah but I mean, New Jersey's rough too, but she's in a you know, a rural area. It's density. He was talking
it
about
is
it
density.
Today. It's density, density, density. And that's what we're dealing with. I think I walk away from this is much like I do when I'm talking about meetings on our show. One more time. I walk away from fact-based meetings with information much more inspired than I do with, you know,
hope.
Superlatives.
Yeah.
And
no, I hate that.
Speculation.
Give me real numbers. Give me what's happening.
I like real stuff. It makes me, I can get my head around that. And it's just like on an airplane, when I'm flying on an airplane, I've always liked the pilots to talk and tell us where we're going and say, look out the right window. We're going to be landing. If you got a pilot, I don't like the ones that shut up for the whole flight. I like information. Give me information. Because you see, Oscar, when
talk
I'm on
me.
A plane,
talk
while
to
you're
me.
Staring, while you're staring at the map on the TV in front
when
of
I'm
you,
I'm staring at the map like on the this. TV. And I believe every time I get on an airplane, I'm putting myself in a life-threatening position.
Fair enough.
That's true.
And so when the pilot communicates with it, well, the pilot that we have in the state of New York, even though it does not directly affect my state, is speaking about facts and what he's doing, and that in itself calms people down.
Yes.
And you will have, when the dust settles from all of this, you will have one particular political leader who I believe will come out of this, you know, in that hero category. And I think his name is Andrew Cuomo. I really, really believe. And he comes from good stock. Mm-hmm. I loved his father. And I think it's terrific. I've always talked about my man crush that I have on his brother, Chris, who's on CNN.
Sure.
And I do. And it's just, it's facts. It's just logic. Well,
the state leads the country because it has the greatest city in the world in it. And we've spent enough time in that city to know that they know how to run things. I'm sorry that they're so hardly hit. But if any place can handle it, it's New York City.
Well, let's see what happens in the few days.
We gotta hope and pray
and do that.
Mike, is there a short order kitchen going on in your backyard? Or
why are you hearing? On? Are you hearing,
I'm hearing
a lot
the clinking?
Clinking.
Yeah, some clinking.
Order up.
Hey guys, guys, Carla, Carla, you can't. Not when I'm doing the show. Every sound counts, son.
Just like every dollar.
Yeah, don't let the virus. When you make noise, the virus wins.
Yeah. It dips.
I also had an open mic in here. So,
no worries.
So this is about the world economy, Mike.
See, you don't hear what I hear. I hear a different thing. I think it sounded, how does my audio sound?
Fantastic.
Really? I guess it's super sensitive. Yeah. That I had a mic that was wide open.
The open mic would attribute to that, Mike. So she can.
Let me see if the open mic, when I open this microphone, let me see if I can hear Carla. Carla, are you still in the kitchen?
Oh, no, she's gone. She scurried. She's mad.
Sorry, she's scurried.
She left the dirty dishes and said, no, I'm not going to be on your funny show.
Put anyway, my hand up on your dish.
Show.
Then we dish, they dish, we dish.
Very nice, Rob. Very clever.
Very clever.
Very clever, boys.
Hi, come on over.
Oh, I'm sorry. Did you hear me?
Yeah. No, you're
great. Snap.
Here you go. Slide
Carla, right you're in. Welcome anytime. We were just trying to help Mike out.
Open door policy.
Yes. So you
want to put the
me?
Headphones on?
Yeah.
No, I can hear.
Happy
put the headphones
hour,
on. I installed
hour,
them when I put
hour.
The new studio
tomorrow,
in.
Tomorrow,
I really did.
Friday.
Happy
it's
hour.
Tomorrow, tomorrow. Already Friday?
Are we at the 5-minute mark, Rob?
It's the 2 days.
Oh, okay.
No, we're at 17:40.
Feels like Thursday.
You know what? When I close that, all right, forget it. That's a behind the scenes thing. You're going to have to keep track of time and cue me.
So I have a beef.
What?
I have a beef.
What's my beef?
Yes.
What's up?
What's that?
I was making myself lunch. Now I can't because the mic was open.
Well, you can make yourself lunch.
I can't even eat.
Make a soft lunch, like paper plates and bread, things that don't clink.
I know. I had to heat some Mexican food up from last night.
Oh, that sounds fantastic.
Oh, yeah, we got Mia. Yeah. We got Mia carryout.
Oh, Mia carryout. Good. You're patronizing.
And then I spent the rest of the night nervously reading articles about, is carryout safe?
I told you it's not.
Well, it is. I think it is.
How's the Mia handling it? Do they bring it out to your car?
Yeah.
They have a drive through window at Mia. They have
everything. I didn't realize that. You never mentioned that feature.
They have
to-go margaritas.
Yeah. We haven't dove into the. Is it dived in? Dove in.
Dove in.
Yeah.
I'm nervous today for some reason.
Well, anyway, I will not make any more noise. I'm so sorry. Yeah,
but you can eat. We don't want you not to eat.
Oh, okay.
You gotta eat.
How about a nice bowl of bisque with a straw?
Look at me. All right.
All right. Bye.
This is not going to be a habit. Everybody, the whole family coming on the show.
Bowl of bisque with a straw was genius, Rob.
Thank you.
Because it's a quiet snack.
But it's nourishing. Bowl of bisque?
If you want something to eat during showtime, it's got to be something that's a quiet snack.
That's true.
A quiet snack. It was the preparation of the snack, you know? Hey, Carla, as an experiment, make as much noise as you can in the kitchen. I'll just hold the mic up.
All right, here we go.
How about silverware?
Yeah, dishes.
Yeah, clinking.
Okay, I guess it only can be done when you don't want it. It's like getting beluga to walk across the hardwood floor.
Mike.
Hey, how about the ice maker? Did you hit the ice maker?
I was doing it.
What, silverware? All right, I couldn't hear it. All right, love you.
Is Facili, is that the, what is it called?
Facillo.
No, when you make noise with objects. Like it's an old film style of
Foley?
Sound effects. Foley, not Facili.
Yeah. Foley.
Foley.
Yeah.
Yeah,
yeah, it's a, yeah.
Facili.
It's a Foley sound effect, and it's a Foley catheter. So I don't understand how my timer works on my digital timer. When right. I close it, it stops. So that's the way that works. So yeah. I have 8 minutes. What do you have? Open.
It is a 2026.
Mike, we're blowing by. Blowing by. Yeah.
All right. Start the goddamn show then.
The best of O'Mara.
Cue the music, maestro.
Oh, it's time, Mike. It is absolutely time.
Hi, everybody. 4 o'clock, or in our case, we have become such a tardy organization that we no longer are capable of generating broadcast time. So I've got 11 minutes after 4 p.m. Eastern time in these United States as we celebrate week number 2 of the Mike O'Mara Show cocktail party for all of you, where we invite you to join us. Pull up your computer, your smartphone, whatever you want to pull up, and join us for some libations as we have a little happy hour for you mm-hmm. with our virtual cocktail party, because Lord knows none of us can roll out to our favorite watering hole
no.
or go to our favorite. Although I have to say that the elderly are socializing. As I went over to my old house in Cocoonville, there were 3, 4, 5 golf carts and 3, 4, 5 cars pulled up at a lady's house who was obviously having a social soiree. The one thing they say not to do during this time, and there they all were out in front of their house enjoying it. And a little sad, a little frustrating. But that's what they were doing today. And as we speak, if you're joining us for the live video stream, we're looking at Oscar and Shannon, who Shannon appears to be wiping down the bar. And yeah. is Shannon going to be enjoying a little red wine today? Is that what?
Are you drinking red wine, Peach? Or she's drinking wow. Tito's. She says she's drinking Tito's.
I see.
I hold in my hand.
Look at that.
A margarita. From Iguana Mia, ladies and gentlemen. How did it hold up after 3 days in the refrigerator? Let's see. Oh, yeah.
Is it okay?
Yes.
Is it okay?
Ooh, that's great booze.
Mike, no corking fee.
Do you have that thing?
I do.
Is there a corking fee at the O'Maras?
That's good booze.
There it is. There it is. Oh, that is okay. I'm used to having them frozen, but I enjoy these on the rocks. That's just fine. So Carla's grabbing hers, and we are off and running. Rob Spiewak, what are you enjoying today?
Kirkland Cabernet. I'm about to uncork it.
Oh, you are the connoisseur.
He's on brand.
That's right. Why can't we get a contract from his favorite? You know, how
it's
about
what I
got
had in
this,
the cellar. It's what I
got
I had
this
in the
from
cellar,
Walmart.
Mike.
I got this from Target or anything like that. There you go. Are you still going to Costco during this time?
I haven't been in a long time.
Do you miss it?
I do. But you know what? They miss me more.
I'll tell you something. I got a prescription that I have to
pick up. For some cowbell?
No, the cheapest place. When I got it, they said, search around, find the cheapest prescription. The cheapest one was at Costco. So I got my prescription filled, and now I'm empty, and I need another one. And it's not life-saving. It's just mood-altering. Mm-hmm. And I have to pick it up at the counter at Costco, and I feel as though I'm going to be running a death gauntlet down here in the great state of
Go
Florida.
Go prepared, it's, Mike. Go prepared.
Like, well, I don't have gloves. I don't have plastic
Amazon's
gloves.
Amazon's doing a fantastic job. We just ordered these 2 days ago. So
really?
Yeah, they'll get to you.
Well, that's good. There's a bit of a style to them too, with the black gloves that you have on there. Did you order them in that color?
That was what was available. The black gloves give off two, especially with my current dress, two options: either infirmed or that of a criminal element.
Yeah, my mom has been watching the live feed, and she says Oscar's gloves make him look sinister.
I like the gloves. I think they really do make him look evil. Truly, Mike, truly evil.
This has a lovely nose on it. Letting it breathe for a moment.
That's just ducky. That's fantastic. And Oscar, you were enjoying the Jack Daniels and Coca-Cola today.
I'm back. Coke Zero.
And it's Jack and regular. Oh, it's Coke Zero you're enjoying. Rob, let's take a look at your wine. Let's see it up against the light. And why don't you tilt that down a little bit so we can see the tannins in it. And if you lean that up to the edge of the glass, we can maybe see see the legs if you try to some legs on it. Now, do you know how to get legs on a glass of wine?
Is that when it has... It leaves a little residue on the side of the glass?
Yeah, so you take it all the way, you tilt it all the way up almost to the brim, and then you bring it back down. Now you can do it towards you or towards the camera. Yeah. And now you bring it back down, and you can turn that side. Yeah, do it that side, too. And let's take a look. Can we see the... boy, that camera's so good.
Seems to be a double amputee, Mike.
Yeah, no legs on this.
What is the brand of wine? What type of wine? Mike, it's Kirkland, but what is it Cabernet?
It is Kirkland Cabernet Red, yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay, all right.
Cabernet.
That's wonderful. And so have you taken a sip yet? Here we go.
You know what? It'll do in a pandemic.
Now, the important thing that I noticed, though, I couldn't help but noticing, hold up your bottle.
Yeah, let's
hold
see
up
that
the size
thing.
of his
Oh, my God.
Look at the size.
It's cartoon
size. Got the atomizer jug of it right there. Mm. Wow, that is fantastic.
This is classic. Let's rate.
Okay, I say this has vibrant flavors of black currant, Mike, and a touch of cherry.
That's lovely. That is lovely.
Let's rate the alcoholism, just generally the way we prepped. Mike went to he basically went completely boutique. He found the one thing you can't find at home, which is the margaritas that are only made in a restaurant. He had them. He went through all the proper COVID-19 protocols.
Right.
So he got his. So it's a little bougie of you, Mike, but you got what you needed.
Yeah. Right. Now, this is also, Carla, when did we do this? Carla's having a seat right now. And do you want your pillow or not?
Yeah,
you want your pillow? Look at her. My house is filled with pillows that are like this. That's right.
Oh, that's terrific.
My house is filled with Chewbacca pillows.
looks like the set design for Hannah Montana.
Yeah. It's very, very exciting. Are you going to sit down, please?
It's a tight space.
Well, I can move over.
I think our wives don't understand that when we're broadcasting, them adjusting after we've started the show doesn't help the show.
That's the idea. So,
hey, now listen.
All right. That's it. Now, when did we get our iguana Mia? And be careful with that.
Oh.
Be very careful.
Oh, dear.
Spilling margaritas on
the board.
No,
that's not really where I would go with
it. Don't help.
That's
at least it's not, Mike. At least it's not a sticky drink.
I would go that way. Here, take your microphone here. Take the microphone here.
Oh,
put the drink
great.
Over there.
I can't believe this is actually happening.
That's it. Put the drink over there. There you go.
I hope I don't spill it.
Well, I mean, if you spill it over
if
there,
I
it
do,
doesn't
it's
matter.
Your fault.
If you spill it
yeah,
here,
there's no
that's
need
why.
To spill it.
That's why I always, you know, I'm an experienced on-air drinker. I've been doing it for many, many moons.
Have you ever been like to the casino and you're playing cards and you're the one that spills?
I've done that. This past Vegas show. It was embarrassing.
Oh my gosh.
Oh, like at the blackjack table.
I did just got in a car accident though. My motor skills weren't as they are today.
Let me just say that the show's going to be fun. We have absolutely nothing prepared, which means we're going to completely wing it. Which, by the way, as they call in the business, kind of working without a net.
Right.
Where we don't have anything really prepared for it. But we do have the phone lines, which are going to be... Now, what is... Shannon, what are we doing? We're doing a show here.
This is fidgety.
It's like... Well, hold on.
Turn her microphone on.
What?
I got to be prepared.
For what?
Wait, now, what is this?
I don't know what's going to break out.
What are you saying?
We cannot be on air and then her have her computer out and start working on her computer.
What are the odds of tightening up your shot for Carla and me so we can see your faces a little better?
Okay.
Yeah.
You're kind of far away and over to the left.
Rob.
Mike, I was looking for a...
Look at Rob. I can see every single blemish on... All right, there we go now.
If only there were one.
I was looking for some help from you, Mike, and you just decided to make it all about
you. A little bit.
Pan in.
And then over here.
I can do it.
I got it.
Nope, other way. There you go.
Perfect.
There you go. Now down a little bit.
Hold on. I'm just zooming in a little
bit. Yeah, that's better.
That's nice.
Yeah.
That's
better.
Now,
there you both are.
Right, Shannon, you look very pretty.
Oh, thank you.
I love your hair.
Fabulous.
It's gotten so long.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
Look at that. I'm losing my hair.
No, you look great. I can't believe how chic you are.
I guess I'll be back in a little bit.
Yeah, yeah, well, that's we're just letting them, you hear me doing it? I'm just letting them have their moment. That's what they're doing. Well, they don't get a chance to hang out until unless we're in Las Vegas or something like that. So now I was going to promote the fact that we have phone calls again today. So 888-920-MORE 888-920-6673. Madeline, how are you?
I'm great. Glad to be here.
Are you enjoying an adult beverage this afternoon?
Not yet, but I plan on it very soon.
Okay. It's perfectly legal.
I'm so sorry to interrupt, but this margarita is freaking fantastic.
Yeah, it is good.
Oh, my God. Yeah. I am really enjoying it.
This is really... Hey, by the way, these two glasses, was that just one of the containers?
No, we still have a little bit left.
Yes! Thank you, Jesus. Yeah. How many containers did you have to start with? Okay, all right.
$40.
Mike, I would like... Ooh,
worth every cent. Worth every cent.
You're helping small businesses out.
Exactly.
Why not?
And since you're having margaritas...
Yeah, you got to tell them the story.
I got to tell you, just real quick, I'll forget it, Rob. I don't mean to interrupt you, but we get the margaritas, and Deidre, who is the manager of Iguana Mia, and a friend of ours, we've been there so many times now, and you know how you become a friend with a regular restaurant you go to? And so Deidre's at the window, and say, hey, how are you? And it's like old home week, and she's hanging out the window. She's like, out of her mind. She's had to let go staff. It sucks to be in the restaurant business right now. So we're having this giant order like we would normally get at the restaurant. And we go through the line, and it's like, hey, how are you? Hey, it's great. Okay, well, listen, well, here's your stuff, and the margaritas are in the container. I said, it's not the same, but it'll be great. And then Carla says, all right, hand me your wallet. And I had $100 in my wallet in cash. I had $100 in cash in my wallet. And I see Carla go, 20, 20, 20, 20, 20, and we start to roll again, and I'm like, bye, Deidre, and this is exactly what I was like. I'm like, see you later. Thank you very much. How much was that?
I know. So we look at the receipt, and we see a tax of $40, and we're like, oh, they accidentally taxed us. Yeah. What?
Santos.
What are you doing? We can't have you ever studio again.
That was so beautifully mic'd, though. That was so beautiful.
Good dog bark, yeah.
Can we put Santos on camera? Is there a chance we can put Santos on camera? Remember, all bets are off on this. To make a long story short, we waited. I feel like a dictator. Mike would like to see the dog, please.
Yes.
His Honor would love to see the dog.
The dog is coming into frame as we speak.
His Eminence would love to hear another bark.
Here we go.
I love his collar.
Look at Sam. Look at how big. Oh my God. He has gotten so big.
Oh my gosh.
And yet still a lap dog.
Tell me that he sleeps with you at night.
He does. He sleeps.
Awesome.
He sleeps
right next to us. How fun to cuddle.
What a beautiful, beautiful animal. Hi, Santos.
Say hi, Santos.
Oh, you are gorgeous. Oh, what a beautiful dog.
Yeah.
Please help me.
The reason is aboard. All right, you can put him down. You don't have to. There he is.
He's a good boy. Good boy.
What a wonderful dog he is. That is awesome. Oh, my God.
All right, Mike, since you are having margaritas, I would like to suggest sort of, you know how good parties sometimes have a theme?
Wait a second. We never got the $40. So
the story? I was wondering.
Oh, so we sit there and we're going, we said, Thank you.
Then
I'm like, why is that much money? So I said, go around. We're not proud. We're going to go around and find out. And she said, oh, that wasn't tax. That was the margaritas. And then I did this ounce by ounce count. Mm-hmm. So these would be the equivalent of two. Which at our restaurant would be very inexpensive relative to
60 ounces, right?
We got two 30-ounce containers.
We got one 30-ounce for you and 30 ounces for me.
So, I weigh a lot more than you.
Yeah, but they hit us at the same time.
Yes. Well, Gracie.
One and a half, and woo, we're in our sweet spot.
Here it is. We go back, and she says, no, that was the margarita. And we're like, oh, sorry. And we're not going to challenge her during this time when she's hanging out of a drive-thru window at a restaurant that's normally elbow to elbow. Mm-hmm. And so we figured out that. Didn't we do a count with the little margaritas they serve, which are... Mm-hmm. What the hell is that? I was hearing. That was it. Those mics are wonderful. Yeah. They pick up everything.
Yeah. Wow. Mm-hmm.
And so we figured it out that when we get our margaritas at Mia, they're $5 each. Right?
Okay. Right.
And so that would be the equivalent of...
Two.
So would that be like a 6 ounce?
10, 15, 20, 20. Yeah, about... $30 a 30 ounces. Yep.
Dollar an ounce.
Dollar an ounce?
Mike, it's
if those statistics are true, yes.
No, but if that was true, it would be $60 for the booze.
Well, she just said $30 for 30 ounces. What
we
is the ratio?
We got two 30-ounce containers.
So 60 ounces.
For about $40.
For $40. So that's about 75 cents an ounce, I think.
So like
which is not bad, right? Right?
Yeah,
that's not bad.
$10 a drink.
And then the drinks, they're bootleg drinks.
Yeah, they are.
They're really
What do you mean they're bootleg drinks?
Like you're moonshining now. This is great.
Yeah, you left with
open containers. Well, no, it's perfectly legal, though. The new law is they're you know, you're able to...
I agree. I guess what I'm saying is there's no real incentive for them to do this except for just to continue servicing. They could do food and it'd be much easier. So
they're doing food and booze.
Yeah, which is
great. But food is not. And Mike, the actual answer is 67 cents an ounce if you round up.
Thank you, Rob.
So which is, I think, still a terrific bargain for a drink that's this damn tasty.
And also one that is portable and potable and also refrigerator friendly.
Absolutely. It's delicious.
Yeah, when are you guys coming to Florida after the virus?
Well, probably in the next couple days.
Okay.
Well, let me give everybody the phone number. It's 888-920-MORE. 888-920-6673. We will be taking your phone calls.
And Mike, I would like, if possible.
What is she doing now? I agree with her. She's right. She wants it to be perfect.
Senorita Fidget.
Can I see the remote? And I'm like, we're on the air.
I apologize because I didn't realize that we were on the air yet.
That's how wonderfully spontaneous and natural this show is that nobody really knows
people
that we're on
side,
the air.
Mike, everything's I'm the monster.
Mike.
How dare you?
I would like to suggest, if possible, today, because a good party can sometimes have a theme. I suggested this to you, I believe, off air yesterday. How about today is a Polynesian cocktail party?
You want to start that again? Fingers, do you want
to
start that again?
A little while
start it, because it really should come in like clear.
I may call you any night.
Okay.
In many years,
Camera.
People are going to say, "What do you remember about the pandemic?" I'll say, "It's the time that we slowly debuted the entire score of South Pacific, one song at a time, on the Mike O'Mara Show."
And is Happy Talk from Bally High too?
That is also from South Pacific. Yes.
Can you play Happy Talk? Do we have that one?
Happy Talk, keep talking. Happy Talk.
The theme that we have.
About things you like to do.
Zoom in on my shot. Here we go. All right. There. Is that better?
Yes.
Beautiful.
Fantastic.
Hi. All right. Fantastic. I'm going to save that. And Maddie, does the shot look okay for our live stream?
I would maybe go out one or two clips.
Okay. All right. God damn
it. Yeah, Mike always likes the camera up close. I can't stand it. Just saying.
That's because I'm so damn good looking.
So,
all right,
Oscar, any clue as to who stole?
Rob, let me get this done. Maddie, good?
Love it.
A little less headroom.
That's perfect.
A little less headroom, please.
All right, so
by tilting the camera.
That's perfect.
Right there. Yes.
I love
so
that.
I'd like to say to everybody that the phones are open today. We're going to do it like we did it last week. Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
That we're
going to have you don't turn on us.
Exactly. Let's have this conversation right now.
All right. So
we love
what?
Each other. We respect each other.
Yes. All right, please explain. Are you talking about last week?
Yeah. As long as you turned on us when the calls went south and you started yelling at us and blaming us. Yes.
I know I did.
Be on your best behavior.
Other. All right.
No, because Mike, that's what you are the host, and that's what a good host does.
I know. He turns on people.
No. He makes a lovely environment for the guest.
Yeah, and last week I turned on some of the callers. Is that what it was? Callers.
Yeah, a little bit.
Did I turn on the call? Well, it just,
I would say it wouldn't be too far or a stretch to say everybody.
Yeah,
I turned
world.
On everybody.
Yeah,
did I turn on everybody last week?
No, yes.
I don't need the look. You can tell me he's telling
the truth
without giving me the look. I don't need the look.
The look. Don't give him the look.
I got the...
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I
pretty much.
Look, last week was, for example, did you see Hoda Kotb today when she's doing the interview with Drew Brees and she bursts out in tears? Mm-hmm. You know, there was no real rationale for that. Yeah. It wasn't anything he said, but he said, we love you, Drew. And she said, we love you too, Hoda. And then she said, thank you. And then she just lost it.
Yeah.
And I watched it and I lost it because I'm watching her and I understand that when you're broadcasting and you're trying to do the happy face and then you're living with people quarantined and you're hearing about death and destruction all over the world, it finally, there are moments where it catches up on you and it surprises you. And for some people that are decent and kind and nice and warm, like Hoda Kotb, it manifests itself in tears where she gets emotional. And in places like the Mike O'Mara studio, it manifests itself where I start just screaming at everybody.
So,
Mike, we all deal with crisis.
Joe.
We all deal with crisis in our own ways. I mean, and it's fine. But we all are in crisis and we have to deal with
it. And now, right now, I'm not going to yell, but I'm going to give a little lesson here.
Sure.
Right there. That's the other. If you're like this, no one's going to hear you. That's the way it's supposed to work.
I don't want to put my lips on the thing.
All right, then I'll take this off. Oh boy. Okay.
That's
just close.
Better.
All right. Did she sound better now without the ice cream?
Yeah. She looks better too. It's good.
Okay. Well, she looks good all the time. So I will.
That's not true. You should have seen me before I showered. It was
pretty
bad.
But I think when he said she, he was referring to the microphone, weren't you?
Oh yeah.
Sure. We'll go with that. and now my phone's blowing. So the calls today, I'm looking forward to it. I'm looking forward to our regular callers, the people that call all the time. That'll be fine too. I promise I will be on my best behavior today.
Mike, I'm gonna let you pivot to Maddie at any point to ask her if there are calls, because right now they're locked, but I'm gonna let you drive the way you usually drive and she will answer.
Like last week.
So you're not involved, but I don't know. I can't communicate with Maddie visually.
She listens
to
you.
And so I don't want to. Well, didn't we say last week, Rob, we didn't want a David Edgar moment? Is that what it was?
What if I had a light in the studio that I turned on when there were calls and I turned off when there weren't?
Ooh, good idea.
Why don't you just text me when there are calls?
I have a light. I have a light.
Yeah, but a light, I don't need,
flashlight? Okay. You can't see it. Never mind.
That works. Right, no, we can see it.
Or, Oscar, you could just hold up a few fingers.
Yeah.
And just as an indicator.
Go like this.
Yeah.
Since we still have some semblance of decency here and order, and we could actually start the show, and I could read the first spot the way I'm supposed to. Okay.
The best of O'Mara.
There is a.
I don't hear anything, Mike. I can't hear it.
I have decided that both our spouses on the show are fidgeters. They're both fidgeters, Oscar.
Yes. I asked for one light, and Shannon came back with tchotchkes.
Shannon's wearing a St. Patrick's Day hat. That's wonderful.
I came back with good vibes.
Thank you. Yes.
Okay.
And also half of Angie Goff's props.
Yes.
Yeah.
I've got my Himalayan salt lamp so that I can cleanse the air. You know what I'm saying? I've got Snoop Dogg candle, light a candle.
Mm-hmm.
Right on.
Light a candle.
Yes.
Very good. Very good. That's
souls.
Exciting. Fair. Yes. All right.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay. I want to say I'm thankful.
Yes. Yes.
Okay. And I just thought this was fun and, on brand.
There we go.
Oh, wow. Because it's a margarita glass. Yes. Doesn't have anything in it, but it's a margarita.
It's fake.
It's a faux margarita. Oh, faux margarita. Yeah. I got a non-faux margarita.
Yes, right.
Mike, I just hit the sweet spot, by the way.
Oh, you did? Oh, you got the buzz. Oh, okay. You got the buzz. We have phone calls,
when
correct?
When this light is on, we have phone calls.
Let's take
when
a call at 888-920-MORE. That's 888-920-6673. Hello, Mike O'Mara Show. Who's this? And where are you calling from?
Hey, Mike, this is Jacqueline, Sydney, and Charlotte from Aberdeen, Maryland.
Hey! Aberdeen! Yay, Aberdeen. I spent some time on the Aberdeen Proving Grounds two marriages ago.
Jesus.
We actually live right next door to the base, so when they do all the bomb testing, it shakes our house and moves our pictures.
The reason it's called the Aberdeen Proving Grounds, for those of you around the country that might not know this, is because that's where they test what is referred to in the military as ordnance. And ordnance is a very nice, soft word for things that can blow you up real good.
Oh, right.
So that's the correct way they... Well, are you there with your children right now?
I am. Actually, my daughter's convinced me to call. We're first-time callers, so we're all a little nervous. My daughter Sydney is 9, and my daughter Charlotte is 7.
We love it.
I actually wrote you guys a letter last year, and you read their names on air, and you would have thought that they were famous because they heard their names on the radio. So,
well, they have an opportunity right now to be more famous. If you'd like to put them on the line, we can say hello.
Sure. Here, Sydney.
Which one are we talking to?
Hi.
Who's this?
Sydney.
Hi, Sydney. Are you the 9-year-old?
Yes.
Are you behaving for your mom? Are you guys all in the same house together every single day? And you're not going to school, right? If you're in Maryland, you're not going to school now, right?
Yeah, it gets kind of boring when you're not doing your schoolwork.
I know,
Mike. Mm. I work from home normally, but they have been. On top of that, I've been having to homeschool them for the past 2 weeks, and it looks like we have at least another 4. So I am enjoying red finer than Rob's. It's a boxed red. So
hey, nice. Oh, there's nothing only like the a best. Good box of wine. Carla, you can commiserate as far as in these homeschooling times. Mm-hmm. What's the biggest challenge? I know you've been handling that a lot more than I have.
Keeping the kids busy. You know, I try to stick to a schedule as much as possible. I don't always get to everything, but at least it's something that I strive for every day. Otherwise, I would probably go crazy.
And what time of the morning do you start drinking? Just out of curiosity.
I wish like 10:30. Okay. Then I have my afternoon nap.
That's right. Good booze.
That's good booze. So are you maintaining your sanity, ma'am?
No, I'm really not, but Charlotte wants to tell you, I was in a meeting for work today and was unmuted because I was speaking to a coworker, and Charlotte, who is my 7-year-old, is going to tell you what happened.
What happened, Hi, Charlotte. How are you?
Good.
What's happening? What happened when your mommy was on her conference call this morning?
I had a wiggly tooth and it fell out.
Yay!
You lost a tooth. Wow. Charlotte lost a tooth, everybody. Charlotte, this is obviously probably not your first if you're 7. Have you lost another tooth before this?
Yeah.
And how much do mommy or daddy pay for each tooth you lose?
You mean the tooth fairy?
It's probably the tooth fairy that does that, Mike.
You mean the tooth fairy.
Yeah, oh, the tooth fairy. Yeah. I've committed a crime.
Yeah.
She's 7. Pardon me for respecting intelligence. What? What's got? What? What? Stop. I don't like having you here today, Carla. You're being difficult. Charlotte, what does the tooth fairy give for a tooth now?
Money.
Money.
Excellent.
Woo! Cha-ching.
Wow. That's exciting. So what happened during mommy's call today?
She came the tooth fell out. Saying, Mom. Mommy, I lost my tooth. And my coworker just started laughing. I'm like, I'm so sorry.
That, you know what? And I apologize for blowing the tooth fairy myth out of the water.
Well, no, some houses fault. The tooth fairy visits. Some houses the parents take care of it.
Yeah. But I have to explain. Right. When I do the show, thank you for the call, ma'am. We appreciate that. Stay safe really up quick, at Aberdeen. Thank you.
Can I say something really quick?
Sure.
Yeah, go ahead. Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
So, Rob, I doubt you remember, but last year I wrote in to thank you guys. That's when you said hello to my daughters. But I want to thank you for the advice because my daughter, Charlotte, actually has leukemia as well. Oh. So I appreciate your advice last year. And we love you guys and keep doing what you're doing.
And
I love you too.
I hope she does really well. And so nice of you with the whole family to call. And I hope you enjoy the rest of the show as we live stream. And enjoy your box of red.
Thanks. Bye, guys.
Cheers.
Stay in touch. Stay in touch, please. I'd like that very much. Thank you.
So let me explain the way the show goes. So one of my things I do is I kind of say whatever I want to say that with the freedom to do that. And it's really something that is... All right. Then Pony's texting me with shtick, too, because he's drinking gin today.
Yeah.
Kids got to learn the truth eventually.
Damn.
Thank you, Pony.
Damn.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
He's really a sad, dark person, isn't he?
But seriously, the power you have over me is that, so I made that little mistake.
It was and a
that,
big mistake.
No, that's
huge.
No, it's just, not as big
that
as
is huge.
Christmas-related mistakes.
We have a 6-year-old that's just in the other room, too.
Yeah, but Mike doesn't raise him. You do. So, look, he's doing the show.
I'd just like to know why it's 400 degrees in this studio.
It's the margarita.
Did
for
you
sure.
get warm when you had the margarita?
My ears or do are
I
warm.
Do I have the COVID?
No, I think what happened is you just got out of the shower and you came in
that
here
is,
and
yeah.
you started drinking.
Yeah.
Hey, I got the COVID today. Self-quarantine, we're good.
All right, let's
take
another call.
So, Mike, think back to when you were 7 and you were having to deal with the oldest fairy in Glastonbury. You didn't want that ruined, did you?
I didn't want that ruined at all. He lived under a bridge.
Gosh.
Now, Rob, I am going to take a call. We're trying to balance the timing of the show. Hello, Mike O'Mara Show. Who's this and where are you calling from?
Your old blind friend Uber driver, Louis Jelly from Culpeper, Virginia.
Yeah!
Hi there. I love when Rob gives the phony, enthusiastic response. Hi, Louis. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you doing?
I'm wonderful. Rob, can you reacted. Can you give us a background on Louis, please?
Louis Jelly dates back to the terrestrial show. I believe, Louis, were you not in when we did our literal blind taste test for a cooking segment?
Yes, I was.
Yeah, we had blind listeners come in to do a blind taste test, and Louis Jelly was one of those guys. He dates back with us over a decade. Louis, I'm hoping you're doing well.
I'm doing fine. I'm doing fine. I have this thing about this people buying toilet paper with this virus. Okay, now listen. People, it's a respiratory disease, not an aspiratory disease. Okay? I mean, why in the world you have to use corn cobs if you have to, or either get in a shower and wash your ass, you know?
You know what? You know who Louis sounds like?
That's what we're going to be doing soon.
By the way, Louis is one of our visually challenged listeners and has been listening for a long time. And Louis, I just realized you sound, when you get all riled up like that, you sound like James Carville.
Oh, yeah.
You sound like James Carville.
Yeah, you're right.
When he's doing I just want to say, burnish handles on the jump out of the race right now. With his neck and his veins. Well, Louis, God bless you. How are you doing, my friend?
Doing fine. Listen, what time does your show drop each day?
It depends on Oscar's schedule.
Oh, okay, because I can get you at 1 o'clock some days, and like I can't, and then 8 o'clock in the evening, I have to listen to you.
Louis, before this coronavirus, we were always available by noon, bottom line. Now, during this coronavirus, you can bank by 3 o'clock, no problem.
Mention Culpeper sometimes in your towns, okay?
Carla lived in Culpeper.
Yeah, I lived right across from the Walmart.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Yep.
Oh, my God.
Good times. Good times.
That's before I rescued her.
Man, big time.
Great cemetery in Culpeper, too. Great cemetery.
It's so true.
That's before
my God.
I floated in and
Yeah, you should have seen me.
Thanks for the call. Thank you very much for the call. We appreciate that. So anyway, we are here, and we are going to be taking your phone calls from. I'd love to take calls all over the world. Today, the biggest news of the day, I would say, would probably be that the Prime Minister of the UK, Boris Johnson, tested positive with the COVID, and that's pretty intense. So
it
shocked
me because he looks so healthy.
He does with that hair, that mop of hair that he has here. But I'm very excited about Easter Sunday when everything's going to reopen.
Yeah, same here. I can't wait. Carla's the countdown is on.
Yeah, I'm buying a seersucker suit. Carla picked out a sundress online.
We're going to eat at every restaurant.
Have you already poured your second one?
Yeah, I am enjoying.
Carla is on her second one.
Wow.
By the way, if you're keeping track at home, that's where I am. Well, let's hit the music because we do have to take a break.
The best of O'Mara.
My name is Mac. John Mac.
You know who got Harry's little Luca.
Really? Is he? He's not that age yet.
I'm telling you, he's got that stubble.
Oh, man. Oh,
I said, it's time to get that. He goes, what's this? And I said, that's hair. This is a Harry's razor. You're going to use this. Here's a little subscription. You don't have to worry about anything else.
I remember at that age about when you shave your upper lip like every 7 months or so, and it feels so funky when you're done because you're not used to it.
And you feel like a man.
You do. You absolutely do. Speaking of men, let's talk about Mac. John Mac.
John Mac.
Maddie, he made you an album?
For
Christmas?
Well, a record, one song.
A single, a one-sided 45, right. Mm-hmm. And you returned the...
Is that an LP or EP?
That would actually probably be known as an EP.
EP.
Or a single, yeah, one of the other. An EP is an extended play, so that would probably be multiple songs. I have to say it's a single.
So he goes on vacation, mm-hmm. he spends his time singing songs for you.
Many, many sessions.
And what do you get for him?
So, reminder, looking into getting a cat.
Right.
And so I figured for Christmas, I would just absorb the adoption fee myself. Whatever that is, be it a couple $100, whatever, I got it.
Oh, you got the cash.
Even though we were going to split it.
Yeah,
we're going to split it. But I was like, he shouldn't have to worry about that because of money. So I will be the one to get the cat.
Right.
So I'm like, how am I going to do this in a creative way?
Mm.
So I go on Pinterest, I go on Etsy, and then I find this place where you can make your own scratch-off tickets. And they'll
like for a lottery.
Exactly. They'll put in whatever prize you want.
And you were able to do this without the quarter that you left here over vacation?
Somehow. So I got the lottery ticket in the mail. And the first thing you scratch off, you have to get like three numbers in a row, is a bust. And then the second one is a winner.
It doesn't just say cat. There's actually your
No, it's a legitimate lottery ticket.
It looks like a lottery ticket.
You're trying to give the element a chance.
Yeah. And I was like, oh, so, and I told him, I said, your Christmas gift hasn't come in yet, but I wanted you to have something. So I gave him this lottery ticket. And he looked so disappointed.
Yeah.
So he's scratching it off. The first one doesn't win. And then the second one wins. And then he thinks that it's just a fake ticket that's going to say he won like $10,000 or something. So then
what's your poker face? Are you laughing? Are you
No, I'm just sitting there watching him scratch it off, not giving anything away. Yeah. Yeah. And then he scratches.
You've watched him scratch before.
Oh, we do this all the time.
Sure.
And then he scratches off the prize box and it says a cat of our choosing, I think is what it said. So then I explained to him.
What it
that
is, it's cat 2019.
There you go.
2020.
2020.
Well, but you know, it's Christmas. Yeah,
correct.
Sorry. So anyway, I got him a cat, basically.
But you don't have it yet.
Not yet.
It's like a gift certificate?
It's like a picture of a cat.
But I thought it was fun.
What kind of cat are you going to get? Do you know the color?
This poor guy. Again, don't let him go, Maddie.
No.
Well, as Mike said, I could do worse. So.
this poor guy.
Just put in a Venmo for a flea collar.
He's probably like, oh, man. I sang my heart out, like, and she takes care of me.
Called in favors. Absolutely.
Recording studio time, mixing. I live in Los Angeles. She's from Buffalo. If we get married, I got to go to Buffalo.
Yeah, that's like a Hallmark movie.
Brutal.
He would come to Buffalo, and it would be snowy, and you would treat him the true meaning of Christmas. That would be the plot.
and he maybe he was like, if I get enough, if I hit a jackpot or a match,
right.
I can pay off my girlfriend. Maybe, but instead
he would do an emoji of a plane and a dollar sign and a smiley face. It mean he paid for the ticket.
When are you gonna get this cat? Like this, I feel like you should have picked it up by now.
Probably within the month.
I mean, what? How?
But we gotta find the right one. I'm not just gonna get him a random cat. We're gonna pick it out together.
But that's you're going true. To the shelter?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, the rescue cat.
So I've done that, right? It's like going to be $300 roughly.
That's fine.
Well, it sounded painful when you said that.
Fancy. A diamond collar, why not you?
You need to get two kittens. I did the wrong thing, got one kitten, had to let him go
He speaks the truth. Two cats are no more trouble than one cat, and they play with each other.
So then they're tired.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah, if you get two kittens, you will never have to buy hundreds of dollars worth of games and never have to play with them because they'll play with each other.
The other theory is to get one kitten and one hamster, and then you save money on cat food.
Oh, no.
Are you open to two kittens?
Not really.
You don't have to buy another lottery
ticket. It's going to make your life 10 times better. I'm telling you.
I'll consider it.
Should they be siblings, do you think?
Unfortunately, there's so many kittens out there. Like if she walked into the ASPCA or wherever I got my guy, or Khaleesi.
Wegmans.
They tried to give us two and they were right.
Yeah, they were right.
They were right. They were like, no, you don't understand. Unless you have the time to put in to play with this kitten, like it will destroy your house because that's all they know to do is play.
Yeah, that's it. Mm-hmm. They got to be worn out.
They need to get worn out. You got to run them.
Run them. Put them in a treadmill. Put them in one of those big exercise balls.
So it's going to be $600.
Awesome.
I did not know that. I bet if you go into the ASPCA and ask for two, they'll give you a price break.
No, BOGO?
Yeah. BOGO cat. Go in with a hard fist, Maddie. They want to get rid of the cats. You're the diamond here.
Okay.
Get a deal. I'll talk them down
if
you want.
Do
you have names? Like call one Waffles?
And then another chicken. Come with names?
Chicken and waffles.
How about a cat named Elway?
Why?
Eli.
John Elway played for Buffalo.
No.
He didn't?
No.
He played for the Broncos.
Yeah, you're the worst.
Oh, I am the worst.
The heck, yes.
Rob? Yeah. Oh, well. Elway. Still a good name.
Elway.
Tell him it's a Spanish name.
Of all the things.
I'm sorry. My apologies.
How dare you?
Yeah.
They're all white guys. I get that.
All right. How about this? A cat named OJ.
Now we're talking. I'll get my mom to recreate the picture.
A week save.
Yeah. Terrible.
Sorry about that.
How about this Elway's?
How about a cat named Theismann?
How about we take a break and come
I
back?
I think it's a good idea.
Theismann.
Want more? Make sure you check out the Mike O'Mara Bonus Show. Get it at MikeOMaraShow.com.
Mike O'Mara Radio Entertainment.